Hi, I'm Rich. I'm 24, from Chester in northwest England. I'm a tree surgeon. I became a tree surgeon around 3 years ago after meeting a local tree surgeon there in Chester, where I'm from. After this, I decided to enrol on a college course that lasted 3 years, but included a year out in the middle working, of which I spent 3 months in Vienna and 9 months in England. Your average day working here in Vienna, you'd be up early, normally around 5:30, to travel and meet your team leader and head to the job site, because you need to arrive on site by 7 to get the most out of the daylight, especially in the winter. Once you arrive on site, you need to be setting up your equipment. This will include safety things such as putting out signs or partitioning off an area to stop the public being able to come through there. You'll be setting your lines up in trees, using a throw line, maybe a big shot, which is a type of catapult, to send the throw line, which is just a weight on the end of a thin string. With this, then, you can pull up a full climbing line, which will be your access line for getting into the tree. You prepare your equipment, checking your harnesses, ropes, carabiners, friction cords, anything that's obviously life-supporting equipment you need to check every time you're going to use that. Fueling up chainsaws, if you're to be using chainsaws. And then you can begin your work after you've gone through your preparation. Work, obviously, climbing into the tree, accessing where you need to be working. You're moving around the tree a lot. Especially, I find the work here, you use a lot more moving around than perhaps in England or other places you might find yourself working. The day-to-day here, you'll be doing deadwooding, which is taking away dead branches out of the tree, which obviously pose a hazard if they're above footpaths or children's play areas or anything like this. Crown cleaning, which is including deadwooding normally and anything else which might be hazardous in the tree, such as a rubbing branch or a weak limb which may fail in the future, again causing a hazard to anything underneath. Sometimes doing reductions, which is exactly what it says, reducing the size of the tree, normally to make it safer, or maybe if there's trouble with light or near a building, such problems. Less often here you find yourself doing felling work, cutting trees down, but when you do get that work, it's interesting, it's nice to do. You're more technical, rigging, using pulleys, more heavyweight lowering lines. It's very technical work and you need to get it right, because if it goes wrong, then you can break things very easily. The dangers with the job obviously are part and parcel with doing such a job, but I mean, cutting ropes or cutting yourself with a chainsaw or a handsaw. Recently a friend of mine fell from a tree after a branch broke that he was tied to. He fell maybe 4 metres, I think, onto a fence, and he's been off work now for 2 weeks with that. I don't think he had any serious injuries, but yeah, it puts in perspective how easy it is to hurt yourself doing something so dangerous every day. There's ups and downs to the job, obviously, as there is with anything else. I would say the worst bits are bad weather. It's not a nice job in the winter, it's not a nice job when it's raining, but on the flip side of that, it's a great job in the summer. It's nice to be outdoors, climbing trees and enjoying the summertime while everybody else is stuck inside.